Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In County I and County A, from now until 3 o'clock today, Galt Valley Road will be closed for some work there. It is 18 degrees at WRCO, FM 100.9, Richland Center, WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450, Richland Center. News time is next at 8 o'clock, sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A source tells ABC that the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. right now is a gruesome scene with a large number of bodies recovered from the water following last night's mid-air collision between an Army Black Hawk helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet.
American Eagle Flight 5342 originated in Wichita 2.5 hours before the crash. It was newly introduced service.
We just celebrated 1 year of that direct flight.
Lily Wu is the mayor of Wichita.
This is truly devastating. Stating something we never expected.
The plane, a Canadair regional jet, is thought to have had 64 people, including 4 crew members on board. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NTSB is on the scene. Tom Howder is a former investigator.
Early on like this, there's a lot of rumor, a lot of people out there saying things. We need more facts, and now we don't have right yet.
A news conference being held this morning in Washington. This is ABC News. A quick turnaround for the Trump administration, now pulling back that funding freeze. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has the details.
In a two-sentence memo, the administration rescinding this freeze in funding. But the White House is still insisting that the president's plan to identify spending that doesn't align with his agenda, things like diversity, equity and inclusion programs, climate initiatives, and foreign aid, that will still be rigorously implemented. They're basically just saying that they're not going to do it with this federal freeze that sparked so much chaos.
When it comes to the Trump administration's offer to millions of federal workers to take a buyout, a union representing government employees is urging its members to say no way. The union says it isn't sure if the administration is actually obligated to honor the deal, offering to pay resigning workers for 8 months. Netflix is making it easier to binge on the go. It's adding an option to download full seasons of shows to mobile devices with a click of just one button. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in historic downtown Richland Center. Thursday is the day. Get your fresh and hot from the oven Cornish pasty. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some unusual warmth across the region for today. The combination of sunshine and mild air flowing in from the southwest and the bare ground will boost those temperatures up into the 50s this afternoon, breaking records in much of the region. We'll have some changes, though, the next couple of days. Cooler air will filter in tomorrow, still above normal, but certainly jacket weather. Meanwhile, a storm system passing well south of Wisconsin could spread some rain up to about the Wisconsin-Illinois border late tonight and tomorrow morning. Right now, it looks like most of that should miss our listening area. Otherwise, another weather system will slide in from the northern plains for late Saturday into Sunday, bring some scattered light precipitation to our neck of the woods. The better chance of a couple inches of snow will fall in parts of northeast Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and upper Michigan. Much colder conditions are expected early next week. So today, look for sunny to partly cloudy skies, record warmth likely with highs in the low 50s, south wind becoming southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly or mostly cloudy, low at 31. Mostly cloudy in the morning tomorrow, then some sunshine later, not as warm with a high of 42. North and northeast winds 7 to 15. Friday night, partly cloudy and cool, low temperature 21. Saturday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a 30% chance of light rain and snow showers in the evening, high near 36. On Sunday, cloudy and warmer with scattered drizzle, high temperature hitting 48. There is a 50% chance of snow showers by late evening Sunday, maybe a small coating at night. And Monday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler, chance of flurries out there, high at 28. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and brisk, high temperature 22. A chance of light snow coming in Tuesday night into Wednesday. Might be some mixed precipitation Wednesday as well, with highs in the low 30s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
18 degrees with sunshine, 42 is yesterday's high. The record high, 51 in 1988. That's in jeopardy today. Record low, 46 below zero, 1951. Thankfully, that is not in jeopardy today. Last year's high was 40 and the low 35. Sunset will happen at 11 minutes after 5 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:19. The air is calm, barometer at 29.83, and no precipitation today. By the way, one of our listeners spotting four robins today. Four robins in the Covered Bridge Road area. So a sure sign of, I'm not sure what. They'll get some snow on their backs, but nice to hear that today. We are up after a low of 14. It is 18 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation service. And also, it is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll look at the local and area schedule, the scoreboard from last night in state as well in just a moment.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Ridge and Valley Conference Wrestling Duels will be held tonight. DeSoto, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Pecatonica Argyle, River Ridge, all will be at North Crawford, hosted by North Crawford Seneca. They will get their season of dual meets in for the year tonight, and that will be again at North Crawford Schools, Ridge and Valley dual meet night. Girls basketball, Kickapoo is at Seneca and North Crawford at Ithaca. Cuba City is at Riverdale and Fenimore at Southwestern. Iowa Grant at Darlington, Mineral Point at Boscobel. Royal travels to Bangor, Cashton at Nisida, New Lisbon at Brookwood, Hillsboro at Westby, that is Hillsboro at Waniwak Center, Highland at Schillsburg, and Reedsburg at Portage. Boys basketball, Wisconsin Heights at New Glarus, River Ridge at Cassville, Barneveld at Blackhawk, and Schillsburg at Benton. Highland is at Potosi, Reedsburg at Sauk Prairie. It's Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville, and Lancaster visits River Valley. Plus, Richland Center is home against Platteville, second time in a round against the conference foes, and the Hornets lost to Platteville the first time out earlier in the season. Platteville is league leading, have not been beaten in the conference this year. They have four losses overall. And as far as the game plan and things, Coach Brian Poles talked to us earlier this week about the Hornets trying to improve their inside-outside game, and especially shots from the outside.
Playing inside first and then taking those threes outside, we're not the type of team that's built to do that the other way around. We're going to look to see if we can get in the paint. Jaden Shep has really made some strides this year. Percentage-wise, he had a nice game against Lodi shooting from the outside. And really for him, we've talked about, it does come down to that shot selection. When he has his feet set, when he gets that pass, whether it's ball reversal or from the paint, his percentage is so much better. And he's getting better at that. It's fun to watch him on a nightly basis start to slowly figure out those little things. I'm looking forward to his continued improvement. But you're right. We need to have that consistency. It's a big part of the game. It's a game changer. So for us to get more consistent, we really need that in the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
The Hornets at 8-8 going into the game tonight against Platteville. We'll have the action on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time around 7:15. Richland Sports Medicine is out with its athletes for the month of December. And those athletes were nominated by their coaches. The names were also voted on by a panel of the in the area. And we are pleased to announce the December of the month athletes of the month names: Wes Bosworth, Richland Center boys basketball player, and Holly King, Ithaca girls basketball player. Congratulations to both Wes and also Holly on being recognized as athletes of the month, courtesy of Richland Sports Medicine, recognizing outstanding achievements at the schools that they serve. Richland Center Church League volleyball results from this week. Week 9 matches, they were played Monday and Tuesday nights. In the A division, Richland Baptist Temple 1 topped previously undefeated St. John's 2-1. Free Methodist 1 downed Bethel Lutheran 2-1. Avoca Bible Church 1 had a bye. Beulah Wesleyan swept 5 points Lutheran, 2-0 in the B division. Richland Baptist Temple 2 knocked off Hidden Valley Community 2, 2-1. Avoca Bible Church 2 topped Grace Community 1, 2-1. Richland Baptist Temple 3 blanked Free Methodist 2, 2-0. Boscobel Assembly of God downed Grace Community 2, 2-0. Richland Baptist Temple 4 got by Church of the Nazarene 2, 2-1. And Church of the Nazarene 1 beat Beulah Wesleyan 2, 2-0. Only 2 weeks of regular season matches remain. Action continues next week on Monday and Tuesday, and then the makeup matches the following week, February 10th and 11th. Bowling scores to report from the Merchants League at Phoenix Center last night. Phoenix Center had the top series, 28-20, Jones Chevrolet 28-16, and AutoZone a 27-82. Top game, Walsh's Ace Hardware a 10-25, Bubbling Springs 1,004, and Jones Chevrolet a 9-81. Top series, Greg Shep, a 740. Jason Gerner rolled a 727, and Jacob Kramer, a 672. Top game, Greg Shep, 267. Jason Gerner, a 266. And Jeff Seckman with a 259 in the Merchants Bowling League. The Badgers failed to hold a 5-point halftime lead in Wednesday's 76-68 loss to Maryland. That's two losses in the last three games. The Terrapins used a 14-2 run to take control of the game and built the lead to double digits at 1 point. John Tanjay topped Wisconsin with 23 points. Poor shooting doomed the Badgers as their record fell to 6-4 in the Big Ten Conference and 17-5 overall. Coach Greg Gard's team is on the road again Saturday with a game at Northwestern. He commented last night that the wheels came off for the Badgers in the second half.
I didn't think we started the second half real well because we gave up a three to Miguel to start it, and then we fouled a three-point shooter. So we gave him a little confidence and momentum early, but thought the stretch where it got away from us, and we had three or four possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks, so some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer.
Coach Gard talked more about the loss.
You know, against a really good team on the road, you obviously have to take care of the ball, which I thought we did a much better job the second half. And then you've got to be able to make some plays and make shots. You know, we shot the line uncharacteristically poor tonight than what we have all year. You know, credit to Maryland in terms of they made things more difficult for us. They made some shots.
The Badgers, again, will be in action on Saturday. Number one Auburn was a winner over LSU last night, 87-74. It was a win for Alabama over number 14 Mississippi State, 88-84 in ranked college basketball. The Badger women's basketball team picked up a victory last night, a big Big Ten win, 82-75 over Michigan, and the Marquette women's team, 67-38 over Xavier. In-state men's college basketball, Platteville over Oshkosh, 86-73. La Crosse beat Stout, 90-53. Eau Claire, 71. River Falls, 58. Stevens Point, 83. Whitewater, 52 as well. The Wisconsin men's hockey team is preparing for a border battle this weekend against arch rival Minnesota. Just in time for the Big Ten series, the Badgers have joined the USCHO.com top 20 at number 17 for the first time this year. The number 4 Gophers will bring a 10-4-2 conference record into the game. Junior forward Jimmy Snuggerud leads the way with 18 goals and 19 assists. Also, goaltender Nathan Airey has an 11-4 record. And Packers safety Xavier McKinney predicts his teammate Quay Walker will soon be recognized as the best linebacker in the NFL. McKinney commented during an appearance on the NFL Spotlight podcast. He says Walker is already one of the best in the league. He started living up to the promise the second half of 2024. The Green Bay front office has to decide whether to pick up or decline Walker's fifth-year option on his rookie contract. McKinney apparently sees that as an easy decision. I'm Phil Nee. That's a look at sports here on WRCO for a Thursday morning.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
19 degrees at 820, a vintage Paul Harvey program is next, sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they are here for you. Visit them in Richland Center today.
Now, the rest of the story. Armand was only 4 years young when his physician father began taking him on house calls. It made a lasting and positive impression on the boy. For as long as he could remember, Armand wished with all his heart to follow in his father's footsteps. Since Daddy had worked his way through Columbia University Medical School, that's where Armand wanted to study. And in 1917, after 2 years of pre-med, he did. In fact, the same registrar who processed his father's application to Columbia also processed Armand's. The young man succeeded splendidly as a medical student. He was elected a member of the Alpha Omega Alpha, the ultimately prestigious medical honors society. He was called brilliant by the internationally renowned bacteriologist Hans Zinsser. He graduated in the top 10 of his class and was named his class's most promising by two of the school's most distinguished faculty members. He was awarded one of Bellevue Hospital's coveted internships. Only two were offered. And most extraordinary of all, Armand was perhaps the first medical student in history to have made $1 million while he was still in school. Now today, most of 100 years later, the rest of us remember Armand Hammer, as the legendary chairman and chief executive officer of the Occidental Petroleum Company, and as an entrepreneur, and as an art collector, and a diplomat whose rapport with the Russians led to billions of dollars in trade. But now you know that he was, in addition to all that, a physician. But this is the rest of the story. Posterity will first recognize Armand Hammer as a businessman. His family was in the drug business to begin with, but it was he who, while still in medical school, engineered the cornering of certain drug markets which made him rich. He was almost 60 years old before becoming interested in the Occidental Petroleum Company. The phenomenal success he made of it is now world famous. However, Armand Hammer, in May of 1972, that was 1 year before resigning the positions of president and chief operating officer, presided over the most remarkable, memorable stockholders meeting of his entire career. It was Oxy's annual. It was held in the ballroom of the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles. And an elderly woman, one of the shareholders, tripped on a step, and the fall knocked her unconscious. Another shareholder grabbed a floor microphone and shouted into it, "Is there a doctor in the house?" Well, of course there was. The president of the company, Dr. Armand Hammer, who rushed to the side of the unconscious woman and revived her and called for an ambulance. But what makes that extraordinary is this. When Armand graduated from Columbia Medical, he learned that he could not begin his internship for another 6 months, so he decided to fill the interim with adventure. And he never did get back to medicine, at least until May 1972, when he revived that woman at the stockholders' meeting. So, yes, I do mean to say that more than a half century had elapsed between Hammer's med school graduation and his first opportunity to practice medicine at the age of 74. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO 100.9.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run, and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves it. Young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. There's always pawn shops, so beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean, there'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves a cranky made in Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot all night. Good girls that can't keep from falling for bad boys that their daddies don't like. Small towns that keep staying small. Old trucks, young love and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Some blue eyes and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside. For an hour in the parking lot.
young love and Saturday nights.
Carly Pierce and Chris Stapleton on WRCO, and we don't fight anymore. Oh, not much. It's 21 degrees with some sunshine here at the radio studios today. A reminder, Galt Valley Road is closed today in the town of Bloom between County I and County A, and it will be closed until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Trivia question of the day is coming up in just a little bit. We'll go back to the small screen for that. Right now, Kip Moore.
Well, I came into this world like a fighter on the ropes, like a thumb stuck out in the wind on the shoulder of the road. Some tumbleweed just rolling on, not sure where to blow. With every twist and every turn, I'm learning as I go. Well, I'm learning as I go. I'm learning how to be. I'm learning how when I break it down, this little that I need. So
say sorry, man, when you need you and keep a pocket full of hope. I'm still a gun, but I've settled some. I'm learning as I go. Took a loose deal in a tight spot. Came back to bite me bad. Had a feeling in my gut, but I still shook his hand. He ran with all my money, left me with the bag. Had to sell my truck, couldn't pay the note. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning as I go. I'm learning how to be. I'm learning how when I break it down, this little that I leave. Say sorry, man, when you need you and keep a pocket full of hope. I'm still a gun, but I've settled some. I'm learning as I go.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Got stumps? Titus Osborne is your go-to expert for fast professional stump grinding and removal. With over 15 years of experience, he's insured and ready to tackle your project with ease. Don't wait. Schedule your free estimate today and get those stumps cleared. Now is the time to schedule your spring work. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to delivering hassle-free, reliable service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your trusted stump removal professional.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
A chance for you to win is coming up courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch, our sponsor of Thursday Trivia. No job is too big or too small.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 US Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Today it's a listen and win contest. If you know the answer, if you know the show that this theme song belongs to or belonged to, give us a call this morning at 608-647-4155. Here it is. Listen carefully. Name that TV theme and win. Here is Patti Loveless. Patti Loveless and Chains takes me back to my farming days in the wintertime. You never wanted to break a chain, that's for sure. The old Super C would spin out. It'd go around in circles. Or you broke a link on the web in the manure spreader with a load of manure. That was a lovely day when that happened. Boy, you know, there are days that I miss those days, the way we used to farm. But then there are days I think about that, and I like sitting here. I really do, in the comfort. Anyway, congratulations to our winner. That would be Marilyn Peckham, right on the money with her crack team of trivia experts. And they knew that that was the theme from Canon. And good luck and good job. She wins courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More right here in Richland Center.
Canon. Starring William Conrad with guest stars Tom Skerritt, Sharon Acker, Vincent Van Patten. Tonight's episode, The Salinas Jackpot.
Canon, a Quinn Martin production. There you go. You had to talk pretty tough to introduce all of those stars. William Conrad playing the title character, Private Detective Frank Canon, who was kind of, he and Barnaby Jones both were kind of unlikely tough guys and heroes, but they figured things out there. 122 episodes of the television series. Canon portrayed in the series as a veteran of the Korean War and former member of the LAPD as well. And, of course, William Conrad went way back to the radio days. He was Marshall Dillon on radio, but he didn't have the look, the physique that James Arness did when it went to television. So Frank Cannon became his moniker as he stepped out in front of the camera in the early 1970s. And, of course, later was part of the series Jake and the Fat Man as well. Hey, thanks for playing trivia today. Way to go, Marilyn.
Track. One step forward and five back, not too far.
That was Nate Smith on WRCO. It is 21 degrees as we head toward about 30 degrees warmer than right now. That's got a nice ring to it. Right now, it is 10 minutes before 9. Coming up during the morning show time between 9 and 10, we'll welcome in some brand new friends from Argentina. They're visiting the country. They are visiting the entire country and a two-week stop here in Richland Center. And we'll hear about that coming up during our morning show visit.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and programmed vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all-new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
We're up to 21 degrees here at WRCO Studios today, cruising toward 9 with Parker McCollum.
Time, but here I am.
I used to love him. That ain't no lie. We had a good thing till he said goodbye. And with one touch, he set my heart ablaze. I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. A perfect match, that's what we are. I'm getting over him underneath the stars. The smoke is clear from the hold he had on me. I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame. One by one, those old embers burn. You came along when I had nowhere to turn. Just when I thought I'd never love again, I'm burning old memories with a brand new flame.
Friend and neighbor, this is Phil Neese saying happy trails until we talk again during the morning show time here. This hour, our update from ABC is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 21 degrees.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A gruesome scene along the Potomac River in Washington, D.C. after last night's deadly mid-air collision between an American Airlines regional jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. ABC's Karen Travers is in Washington with more.
All of the passengers aboard the American Airlines